Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed staff and other students, capturing their immigration stories.
Many people's exposure to the American culture extends only as far as what is broadcast by our media. Jesus Vargas came to America at the age of 26 from Peru, expecting a much more glamorous society.
I didn't know how America was going to be other than watching the movies in South America, because we usually think that the United States is like Hollywood. That's all what we see on TV and in movies. When I came here, it was so different, completely different.
The process of becoming a legal U.S. citizen can pose many challenges. Jesus Vargas found it particularly difficult to navigate a new legal system.
It was to follow the laws and regulations in here for the immigration and to find out what was the possibilities that I had to become a resident. When you arrive to this country, you act and behave the way that you are taught to behave in different societies and different cultures. And it was, in the beginning, it was kind of difficult to understand, because people in here, they have different rules, norms. So it was kind of different and a little difficult to adjust.
In his home country, Vargas spoke many languages. Although Vargas is in a different country, he still has emotional ties and retains the love for his culture. He also maintains the skills for his home languages today.
Every so often I get involved with a lot of Peruvians that live here in Seattle, and we celebrate a lot of festivities that we celebrate in Peru. And here in Seattle we have the club, the Peruvian club, and they organize different events, and I participate on those events. I have learned English because of the native language Quechua, because the grammar is similar. Perhaps if I say, Imainalia Kasyanki, Aninlachu Kasyanki, Imainalia, it means, how are you guys doing? Are you okay? Are you doing fine today? How are you doing? There's different sounds, like a k, a k.
Everyone who comes to America has specific reasons in mind. Many come for a better life and to enhance their education. Others for the experience of living in another country. Vargas came to the U.S. seeking adventures and new opportunities.
One of the reasons this was because I was already involved in business, and then I decided to stay because I wanted to enhance my education and pursue my dreams and go back to school and learn different topics and, you know, and different language and learn to interact with different people. That was my biggest interest in coming here.
Depending on the country you're from, the transition to life in America can be difficult and challenging. Vargas's experience was simple, however, because of his familiarity with the country through his line of work. Though he does miss certain things about Peru, Vargas says he doesn't regret moving to the U.S. and learning from the experience.
I don't regret, but I miss my country, yeah, but I don't regret it, because when I came here, I was exposed to different things, new things, and I like to learn new things every day. And that's one of the reasons that I work with students, because I like to learn from them, and I learn every day.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Caitlin Andrade, Madeline Gamont, and Sam Gleason, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treistman, interview guest Jesus Vargas, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Music written by Nick Drake and performed by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.